This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for an update on the work of the RNIB Voice of the Customer focus groups. And this time it is all about emerging technology for blind and partially sighted people. And I'm now joined by Charlene Kerr-Spencer, RNIB's Insight Officer from the Customer Voice team, and Abu, who is visually impaired and took part in the recent Voice of the Customer focus groups around emerging technology. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Charlene and Abu.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us today. Thank you very much.
Firstly, Charlene, would you be able to give me and listeners an outline of what the Voice of the Customer research program is here at the RNIB and how the focus groups fit into all this research that the RNIB does around making a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, sure. So it is part of our approach to putting the voice of blind and partially sighted people at the centre of what we do, helping to shape and direct our work on an ongoing basis. So every 3 months, we speak to around 500 people through either a survey or a series of focus groups. And this allows us to keep up to date with the issues that matter most to blind and partially sighted people. And then we respond to these issues and needs in a timely and appropriate way.
Abu, you took part in the recent focus group around emerging technology. Why did you really want to, I suppose, get involved in the focus groups in the first place?
Hi, yes, my name's Abu Bakrishtek and I'm 34 years old with a registration of Register Blind RP. Basically, find out what new technology and what was out there for people with myself with a visual impairment that's registered blind or has a severely sight impaired or sight impaired, to see what emerging technologies out there, because now artificial intelligence coming in slowly and slowly. So that's why.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening around, isn't there, regarding technology for blind and partially sighted people. We've got AI coming in and stuff and things like that. But just to sort of go a little bit back on the focus groups, I mean, some people might think that a focus group is very formal and very structured. And I'm sure the Voice of a Customer focus groups do have to have a structure to them, but they're obviously good fun as well. Was this group enjoyable to be part of?
Oh, yes, definitely it was fun. And it wasn't that formal. It was a bit informal as well, so like when we had breaks, and it was led very fantastically by the facilitators. And I'd say anyone that's got a visual impairment that wants to enjoy and have a fun time, and these groups, yes, it's all about confidence and communicating and going from one step to another step.
And how do you, I suppose, in a way, use technology on a day-to-day basis as a visually impaired person? And maybe just a couple of examples of how you use technology.
So I use a iPhone and an iPad where it has a voiceover, and with the voiceover I can then communicate where I'm going, such as contacts, voice call, and like this with the teams. And when I first started at QAC, at a specialist college, I didn't know what technology was, what iPad is, what a phone is. But now, going 10, 15 years forward now, the technology has grown so big.
And being part of that group with other blind and partially sighted people, and obviously there's lots of time for chatting with each other and sharing ideas and experiences, was there anything about technology that you learned from the group?
Oh, yes, definitely. Something like seeing AI or Be My AI is a new thing that I learned from the group, that you don't have to always rely on a visually impaired person. You can just make a call, or from the app, make a call and the person on the other side that's a fully sighted person will be able to help you.
Charlene, what have you learnt from the key findings and all the sort of feedback and comments from the Voice of a Customer focus group around emerging technology, and how will you bring all that back into the work of the RNIB?
So the six key findings that we felt kind of came out strongly from these groups is, so number one, technology influences all areas of life and is likely to enable blind and partially sighted people to carry out daily tasks independently, easily, and with confidence. Number two, blind and partially sighted people feel fairly confident in using connected devices such as laptops, tablets, and smartphones, but are having to self-teach. Number three, inaccessibility and cost remain the biggest barriers to technology. Number four, using technology can be an emotional roller coaster for blind and partially sighted people. So one minute it works and it's great, so it's really hopeful, and the next minute you may find a barrier, so it becomes hopeless. The fifth key finding is blind and partially sighted people are concerned about becoming too independent on technology and being left behind as technology progresses. And the last one is blind and partially sighted people have some reservations about artificial intelligence, but anticipate what it can do to improve their lives.
And how does all this sort of feedback and comments go back into the work that the RNIB does around inclusivity?
I guess the key things is that this has given us a bit of an understanding now. So we'll take these insights and we'll try and find where this fits in our strategy. I believe that it basically fits in every area of our strategy. So I guess at this point, we're looking at these findings and identifying basically where it can influence us and shape what we do.
Abu, as a Voice of a Customer focus group member, how does it make you feel knowing that all your sort of comments and feedback are being taken back by Charlene and the rest of the team into all the work that the RNIB does about making a more inclusive society for blind and partially sighted people?
I think it is good, but there still needs to be done more improvement, like with comments or feedback to the person or to the groups, what they've improved on technology, either into the organisation or to the people that are volunteering for the organisation, and also for the person who's on the database. So, for example, if I'm on the database or if I'm on the system, at least I should get an email. I do get the email saying what's been improved or what's happened in the group meetings. So then they will know what needs improving or what will be improved.
And Charlene, is that something that goes back to the members of the focus group? Do they get updates on how all that information and feedback is being taken back into the RNIB? And I suppose ideas on things that are emerging that the RNIB is doing around inclusion?
Absolutely. So what we'll do is, at the moment, we're finalising this report, talking to our stakeholders and kind of finding where this all fits in with RNIB. Once we know that, we'll go back to the participants and we'll share the findings, we'll share the report, so that basically the participants are aware of where we're going with what they've shared.
And finally, Charlene, if listeners would like to maybe get involved in some of the research that the RNIB is doing, such as taking part in the Voice of the Customer focus groups, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
We're currently running social relationships. Future topics will be driven by our strategic priorities. We are actively encouraging people to take part in our research. Your voice is really important to us. If you want to get involved in either the focus groups or the survey and help shape RNIB's work and direct where we focus our efforts, you can call either the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email the involvement team, which is customervoice@rnib.org.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlene and Abu, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the great work of the RNIB Voice of the Customer focus group and other research that the RNIB does.
Thank you for having us. And we'd like to also thank Abby for taking part in today and in the focus groups, and to extend our thanks to all of our focus group participants and those that take part in our survey.
Thank you very much once as well today. So yes, it also helps with playing sports, with technology as well. So thanks for having me on here as well. Thank you.